Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. At the beach house. Grace comes downstairs in her pajamas. She sets her phone on the kitchen counter. A note is on the coffee maker. Don't be mad, it was an accident. Best, Frankie. Grace looks around the kitchen. The dishwasher door sits on the floor.
How do you break something you don't even use?
Grace picks up her phone.
Hi, you've reached Frankie. You know what to do.
Hey, Frankie.
But in case you don't, in a moment or so, you're going to hear a beeping noise.
Okay.
That's your cue to record a message, which I will later play and return at my leisure.
Frankie.
Hola. Este es el teléfono del Frankie.
Oh, for the love of... Hey, girl. I'm calling to see if you're up yet. And there's just one little thing that I want to talk to you about. You know, don't worry, it's not about the dishwasher.
Outside, Frankie drops a spoon in her mug and steps onto the patio.
Ow!
On a couch, Saul surfaces from beach towels.
Jefferson, Starship, Saul, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry, I was just resting here all night.
You told him.
I did.
Oh, God, what happened?
Well, I slept on your patio.
Are you okay?
No, it was terrible. He was so shocked, so hurt, and then so furious, like he wanted to push me down the stairs.
You told him at the top of the stairs?
No, we were in the kitchen. Just the way he looked at me. What have I done?
He covers his face. Frankie moves to him, hugs him, then frowns and pushes him away.
No! Damn my Christ-like capacity for compassion. I'm sorry, Saul. I am.
I don't know what to do.
Me neither. It's a lot for 8:16 in the morning. Let's go inside. We're gonna need some Java.
What's in the mug?
Butterscotch pudding.
Frankie walks into the kitchen where Grace sits with the newspaper.
Well, Frankie, what happened this time? Were you trying to see if you could fit in there? Or did you stand in the door and see if you could see into the neighbor's outdoor shower?
If you must know, I was very tired and I forgot which way it opens from. But right now we have bigger fish to fry.
I'm the fish.
He spent the night on our patio.
I told Robert.
You didn't.
I had to.
But he's barely over his heart attack.
Trust me, if you'd been there, you would have done the same thing. I couldn't go one more minute with that lie between us.
So you just left him there alone?
Well, he started shouting, "Get out, get out, get out." I didn't know what to do. So I started reciting this poem I referenced in my vows.
Oh, good Lord, no.
The varietals of orchids are as varied as the varietals of my love.
Saul, that was not a good poem.
It was a very, very, very bad choice. I have to go back. I have to at least check on him.
No, not you. You can't. He won't even let you in the door.
But I have to do something.
I'll go make sure he's okay. For right now, you just stay here.
Oh, can I say that I'm concerned about the stay here part?
I hate to ask, but if you're going, could you please get my wallet? I ran out without it. It's right on the table in the foyer.
Sure.
It's salmon-colored raffia woven in the shape of a tortoise.
I remember.
It says chill out on it.
I remember.
You sure you're okay doing this?
I've learned to live with a very flexible definition of okay.
Grace walks off, then gestures with her head.
You just hug yourself for a second. I will be right back.
Grace stops and sits on the stairs.
You can't leave me here with Saul.
Just take it easy. Once I know that Robert's still standing and I've removed some sharp objects, I'll grab Saul's children's wallet and come right home.
I haven't seen Saul since that karmic shitstorm at the hospital. And now I'm supposed to hang out with him in my kitchen?
Well, once I get him his credit card, he'll be the exclusive responsibility of J.W. Marriott.
But until then...
You're gonna be fine, Frankie. You can do this. Go paint. You love high school talent shows. There's always one of those going on.
Okay, I'll look.
Okay. First, fix my dishwasher.
On the second attempt, Grace gets up.
I remember this thing was old.
No. I don't need you to do that.
Frankie, I'll be out of here as soon as I can. In the meantime, I was just trying to be useful. Can I make you some tea?
No, leave it. That's how Grace likes it.
Are you okay?
Well, no. I would actually like some tea. But if you make it, then I'll decide that we also need toast, which we will inevitably put jam on.
I'm actually not very hungry.
And if we're going to do a continental breakfast, the next thing you know, we'll have Parade magazine out, and we'll be laughing at those people who want to know where Urkel went. And I cannot dance that toxic meringue with you again.
Okay, I get it.
I've got to get out of here.
At Jacob's farm. Frankie parks. Jacob carries plastic containers from the workshop. He sets them down and closes the side door.
There you are. I brought you a croissant. Well, most of a croissant. I ate some of it driving around looking for you. This is a big place.
Oh. I didn't know you were coming over.
I didn't either, and I suddenly found myself in the car driving over to see my special man friend.
I'm always happy to see you, but I'm kind of in the middle of something here.
What kind of something? Can I help?
No, I've got it covered.
What's in there? Are you hiding something?
Of course not.
Well, then why won't you let me go in?
Well, it's just a bad time.
Why, is this a meth lab? Are you building a Japanese fighting robot? Is it a woman?
Frankie, come on.
Then just tell me the truth. I can't take any more secrets and lies.
All right. Come on. Come on. It's okay.
He opens the door.
Creepy.
He picks up arrows from a workbench.
This is what I'm doing.
Archery? You secretly run a summer camp? You steal from the rich and give to the poor.
That is a noble pursuit, but no.
Then what am I looking at here?
There's a boar who's been eating my chickens and my melons and my bicycle pump.
So you're gonna kill him?
That's the plan.
Thank heaven, I thought maybe a farmer's daughter might pop out of the hay. Wait a minute, you're hunting? No, this is horrible. I have a huge problem with this.
Exactly why I try to keep it from you.
Well, yeah, that was really smart.
Yeah?
At the beach house, Saul sits in the basket chair.
What can I do for you? Are you hungry?
Not really.
You have to eat. Come on, Dad. Something healthy? Something greasy? Huh? The neighbors said we could use their address for all the pizza places that have blackballed Mom.
It's okay, bud. I had a banana.
Dad, I'm so sorry.
Bud sits on the floor pillows.
You want to talk about it?
Sure, I'm ready to.
Okay, well, let's talk about that.
I really appreciate your coming over, but there's really nothing you can do for me.
No. I'm not leaving you hanging in that chair. This is a Lifetime movie where I walk out the door thinking you're okay, and then you're Heather Locklear in a red dress stepping in front of a bus.
Bud gets out his phone. He struggles to his feet.
What was that?
It's nothing. It's nothing. It's something. It's something with the McCarthy divorce, but don't worry. I'm taking care of it.
Wait, I thought they were going to settle.
Little hiccup. She shot him.
What?
Just on the foot, okay? Don't worry about it.
Oh, God. Was he cheating? I know Robert doesn't have a gun, but they're so easy to get.
Okay, you really should not be dealing with acrimonious divorces right now.
Oh, my God, work. I've got to prepare the deposition for Monday.
Dad, I got it. I'll take care of everything. That's right. You just get in your chair and swing. Knock things over.
Saul huddles in the chair. At Robert and Saul's, Robert opens the door.
Grace.
Robert, how are you?
This isn't a good time.
Well, I know. I came to see if you were okay.
How did you know? Of course. He's with Frankie. Where else would he be?
Is that all you have to say?
What else is there, unless you came here to gloat?
Don't be shitty with me. I was actually worried about how you were doing.
How do you think I'm doing?
Well, you know what? I have a pretty good idea how you were doing. You think one night of betrayal is bad? Try 20 years of, what, two or three betrayals a
week? I know. I get it, Grace. I do not have the moral high ground.
Well, then why are you acting like you do?
Because he knew I could forgive almost anything but this with her.
Oh, get over yourself. Saul did a stupid emotional Saul thing.
And married me 24 hours after he did the stupid thing he did.
He wanted to tell you. But I wouldn't let him, not before you went into surgery.
So you knew?
Yes, everyone did. Why, what does it matter now?
Holding a glass of red wine, Robert looks off. He tilts his head.
No, it doesn't anymore. It's over. Thank you very much for coming. As you can see, I'm fine.
Oh, there you go. There's the Robert, I know. Closed down, shut off. Just like every time we fought when we were married.
This isn't that. I'm right and he's wrong.
Oh, of course. You won the argument. You always do. You're a great lawyer. But every time you won with me, you just proved you cared more about the argument than you did about me. And I hated you for it.
Robert looks down at her from the landing.
Robert, this is the great love of your life, and you're just gonna throw it away.
I didn't throw it away. He did.
You have a chance to handle something differently for once in your life. You might want to try it. You know, otherwise you're just going to be the same sulky, self-righteous block of marble you were with me. I'm going to leave you to develop your sense of irony.
She heads for the door and picks up Saul's wallet.
Wait.
What?
He's gonna need his glasses, too.
And you're not gonna need this.
Grace takes Robert's glass.
Once again, it's not a little rabbit named Fred. It's the boy in the woods who's been terrorizing my farm.
Allegedly. Look, Jacob, I get that you have to do what you have to do.
Thank you.
He puts the containers in the truck. From the opposite side of the truck bed, Frankie removes a tarp and rope. She stuffs them in some machinery.
You know I can see you.
Frowning, she retrieves the items.
I can't help it. I'm a member of PETA. I own humane no-kill mosquito traps. I never wear pleather for fear of glamorizing it.
Well, for the record, I don't like hunting either, but I can't exactly sit down and draw up a peace accord with a boar.
Have you tried? I mean, animals are getting smarter every day. Instead of hunting, wouldn't you like to go to a high school talent show? I need a happy distraction.
From what? Frankie, why did you really come out here today?
I dig you. I mean, that's before I found out you were Ted Nugent.
So what is it?
Oh, you don't want to hear about the Chilean soap opera that's become my life.
Actually, I do. I'm your guy. I want to hear everything. Besides, my sister's coming to town, and I'll need to unload later.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. You hungry?
Depends. What have you got?
At the beach house, an open bottle of scotch and a plate with a sandwich sit by Grace's laptop.
Hey, how's he doing?
Saul wears bright pink glasses.
Well, the good news is I got your wallet.
Thank you. And bad news?
Maybe a while before you see the matching belt.
Oi, what did he say?
Not much, actually.
She rubs her temples.
When do you think he'll be ready to see me?
Not today. Probably not tomorrow. Certainly not the day after. I'm sorry, I'm not very good at sugarcoating things.
You have other fine qualities.
That's a nice setup you have there.
Oh, I'm sorry, I borrowed your computer. I was going to use Frankie's, but it was fused shut with apple butter.
Grace pours scotch into a mug.
Why did you come here, Saul?
I had to. I didn't have my wallet.
You could have called friends. You could have gone to the boys. You could have gone anywhere.
I was upset. It was late.
And you came here. To our house. To her house. This is the worst possible place you could have come. For him and for Frankie.
Grace takes a pill and washes it down with the scotch.
So, you don't walk out on your person, then get kicked out by your new person and come crawling back to your old person.
It was just for the night.
Even for a night. It doesn't work that way. Amazingly, you managed to make the man you cheated on even more angry with you because you came here. You can't do these things, Saul. This is why you irritate people.
I irritate people?
Yes.
You're right. It was wrong of me to drag both of you back into this. I never should have come here. I was looking for that safe place. Frankie was always that for me. I guess sometimes there is no safe place. No one saves us but ourselves. We ourselves must walk the path. That's the Buddha.
You know, I'm pretty sure that's about death.
I'm really not choosing quotes well today. I'm gonna go. Can I just use your computer one more time to get a hotel?
Of course.
He dons his glasses with dark frames.
There's an alert here. Someone named Phil Milstein wants to be your friend.
Grace shuts the laptop and covers her mouth.
So, what's going on with Saul?
At the farm.
I don't want to mention his name around you. Let's give him a different name. Patty. Patty told Robert about us. Robert kicked him out. And Patty showed up at my place.
So, you're trying to get away from Patty?
Well, yeah, I don't want to feel sorry for him.
But you do.
I don't know if I feel sorry for him or if I just, you know, feel sorry.
For yourself?
No.
Then for Robert?
Why the hell would I feel sorry for somebody who slept with my husband for 20 years?
You tell me.
I actually used to like Robert. We had some good times making fun of Grace together. Like the time she got in trouble with the lifeguards because she brought her own whistle to the beach.
Why would she do that?
Because she was hyper-vigilant about jellyfish. We got in some quality burns at Grace's expense that day.
Sounds to me like you miss him.
What about this are you not understanding, mister? Why would I miss Robert, and why the hell would I feel sorry for him?
Because you know what it's like to love Saul and lose him.
At Bud's apartment, Coyote sits on the couch and flips an envelope.
Hey.
Hey.
How's Dad?
Oy. When I left him, he was obsessing about how Robert is going to shoot him.
Well, it is so easy to get a gun.
Bud carries boxes.
Don't get up. I'm good.
What's that?
From the adoption agency. What does it say? I don't know. I haven't opened it yet.
Why not?
Because it's either my birth mother's phone number or very, very cold language saying she never wants to meet me.
Yeah, that's big.
Could you open it?
I really don't think so.
I opened all your college admission letters.
Those were foregone conclusions. Who's going to reject a minority model UN delegate whose Cyrano drew comparisons to a young Derek Jacobi?
Georgetown.
That was my reach. Look, if you don't want to open it, don't open it.
No, I do want to open it. I just want you to open it first.
I'm not opening it. Stop asking me to do things.
You know how important this is to me. What's your deal today?
My deal is our father, who is a mess, is camped out at the house of our mother, of all people. And starting Monday, I'm working in an office with, I guess, my now soon-to-be ex-stepfather boss uncle, whose workload I've been carrying because he had a stupid heart attack. And now I gotta deal with you and whatever fresh catastrophe is awaiting us in here.
Bud swings his arm. The envelope flies from his hand into the kitchen and under the refrigerator.
That was some top-of-the-line processing, Jacob.
Not bad for a farmer. I know my way in and around an emotion.
You do, but let's not keep secrets from each other, okay?
Sir, I won't do it again.
He leans through the open car window and kisses her.
Can we do that again? In the spirit of not keeping secrets, I hid your hunting tarp in the slop basin, and I threw the rope in that field over there. But I don't have much of an arm.
Okay. Bye.
I am going to go now.
No, you're not going anywhere.
10 minutes ago, you couldn't wait to get rid of me.
Yeah, well, that was 10 minutes ago. I need a girlfriend to talk to, and you're the only one here.
As flattering as that is.
Wait. Tell me, should I accept Phil's friend thing?
What's the big deal? I'm friends with our neighbor's cat, Peaches with a Z.
Well, this is Phil with a PH.
Saul peers over her shoulder at the laptop.
Wow. That's Phil Milstein?
That's not what I was picturing.
I know. He changed his profile picture. He was a Rottweiler. I mean, you know, the picture.
You're actually nervous, aren't you? I can see why. There's about 10 people in the world who can pull off that mustache, and he's 9 of them. Who is he?
Just a friend.
A very handsome friend.
And he's a contractor, so he's strong.
Wait a second. Was this the guy who did your kitchen years ago?
Yes. But that's all he did.
But there was something.
There was something. Oh, I don't know. What do I do?
Don't waste another second. Hit accept. If I've learned anything, it's to not wait. I'm right here if you need a bruised finger.
His hand hovers over the keyboard.
Oh.
Oh, God!
No, not oh, God, oh, good.
Oh, no.
Not oh, no. Oh, yes.
Oh, stop. Saul, come here. He sent me a message. I need your help.
You've got a lot of conflicting feelings about me.
Bud and Coyote lie on the kitchen floor and peer under the fridge.
Oh, wait. I got something. No, it's just a signed headshot of CCH Pounder.
Oh, my God, Miss Pounder. I thought I lost you. I'm a S.H.I.E.L.D. fan. Seriously, she was that show.
Coyote probes with a coat hanger.
So, you want to talk about it?
You mean when I lost my shit?
Look, I get it. You're the only normal one in the family. And we rely on you a lot. But you don't have to be that guy.
I like being that guy. I like when people lean on me. It's just, I'm running out of shoulders.
Yeah, and you have more shoulders than anyone I know. Got it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Nope. The letter. I got
the
letter.
Oh, yeah, the letter.
Yeah. And a pepperoni.
Let's not eat that. Let's eat it. Here. Let me do it.
No.
I want to.
Really?
I think I got, like, one more shoulder for you.
Thanks, brother.
Ready? She wants to meet you.
Bud holds up the letter. Coyote takes it at the beach house.
So he helloed me, and I helloed him back. Now what?
You sent him a message saying, I have a glass of wine and I'm in my bathing suit.
So the conversation would go, hello, hello, I have a glass of wine, I'm in my bathing suit?
Well, you didn't like my rumination on loneliness.
Well, it was depressing.
Well, what do you have?
Well, I was thinking something like, how's it going, Phil?
Snore.
I have to write something. It's been 4 minutes. I don't want to be rude.
Right, how's it going? But drop the second G. That way it sounds sexy and casual.
How's it going? I think it needs the G.
I'm out of here, Grace. You're doing fine on your own, and I've got to go be on my own.
Oh, it's gonna get better, Saul. This is just the worst part.
Thanks.
He leaves. She sends, "How's it going, Phil?"
Now I have to wait for his response.
Saul peeks through a side window.
Don't panic. He's probably feeling all the same things you are. Just sitting there with his ex-wife's new lesbian new wife. Maybe not.
Grace turns back to the laptop and smiles. At Robert and Saul's, Robert opens the front door.
Oh, for God's sakes, what do you want?
I have something to say to you.
I really don't want to hear it.
Too bad, it's coming out.
She closes the door.
What?
I owe you something, and I had been planning on owing it forever. Instead, I'm going to say it to your face.
I'm not in the mood for this.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Robert. I know better than anyone what being cheated on feels like, and I regret doing it to you.
I appreciate your apology, but it doesn't change anything.
It wasn't all Saul's fault. You should be mad at me, too.
Oh, I am.
Good, because that night didn't just happen to happen. I wanted it to. I needed to know for sure if there was any hope, if there was anything left between Saul and me. And now I know.
Well, I'm glad you got that out of your system. What do you want me to say?
I'm not telling you this to hurt you. I'm telling you that Saul is gay, and he loves you. In a way he could never love me. In a way he never did love me. And he loved me a lot. I guess that's it. That's what I came to say.
Frankie. I'm sorry too. And I should have said it a long time ago. I apologize for causing you pain and for all those years sneaking around and being disrespectful to you. I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
Thank you.
They exchange a quick smile. On the beach house patio, Grace sits with a martini and the laptop. Frankie leaves Roberts. She walks down the front steps and pauses.
Hello, boyfriend. Can I call you that? I'm okay. It's nice of you to call and check in. I like a boyfriend who does that.
Fade to black.
See, I've been having me a real hard time, but it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be all right. So please don't take my feelings.
A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.